The summer was coming to an end. The Jewish year was almost over. On the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the last day of that cursed year, the entire camp was agitated, and every one of us felt the tension. After all, this was a day unlike all others. The last day of the year. The word last had an odd ring to it. What if it really were the last day? The evening meal was distributed, an especially thick soup, but nobody touched it. We wanted to wait until after prayer. On the Upper Platz, surrounded by electrified barbed wire, thousands of Jews, anguish on their faces, gathered in silence. Night was falling rapidly, and more prisoners kept coming from every block, suddenly able to overcome time and space, to will both into submission. What are you, my God? I thought angrily. How do you compare to this stricken mass gathered to affirm to you their faith, their anger, their defiance? What does your grandeur mean, Master of the Universe, in the face of all this cowardice, this decay, and this misery? Why do you go on troubling these poor people's wounded minds, their ailing bodies? Some 10,000 men had come to participate in a solemn service, including the Blockälteste, the Kapos, all bureaucrats in the service of death. Blessed be the Almighty! The voice of the officiating inmate had just become audible. At first I thought it was the wind. Blessed be God's name! Thousands of lips repeated the benediction, bent over like trees in a storm. Blessed be God's name? Why? But why would I bless him? Every fiber in me rebelled. Because he caused thousands of children to burn in his mass graves? Because he kept 6 crematoria working day and night, including Sabbath and the holy days? Because in his great night he had created Auschwitz, Birkenau, Buna, and so many other factories of death? How could I say to him, Blessed be thou, Almighty, Master of the Universe, who chose us among all nations to be tortured day and night, to watch as our fathers, our mothers, our brothers end up in the furnaces? Praised be thy holy name, for having chosen us to be slaughtered on thine altar.